Kama satana mi shilama kutama kalama. Ila kilama shilama kuma shilama kalama. Satan, you're out of territory. You brought much darkness in this land. And God's come against you and by his spirit. He's moving mightily. He's bringing a day forth that things are going to stop in the way they're headed. He's going to have a day of reconciliation, a day of things, a triumph for the Lord thy God. Choose you this day whom you will serve, because the Lord thy God from heaven is going to move mightily. He's going to move with power. He's going to foreclose on a lot of things. He's going to bring foreclosures in this world. And this world's going to fall apart. Don't you feel the darkness? I say, my people, the darkness is everywhere. The wrong spirits are in the streets. Wrong spirits are in the churches. Wrong spirits are in everywhere. Do not you feel this terrible darkness? It's here. It's here. My people, you must stay close to your Lord. You must call upon me, and I'll answer thee. Come close, and I'll direct thee. For I say within thyself, thou shalt feel as a darkness is upon you. Feel right now nothing that you cannot feel, but you can't describe what you feel, my people, because you're feeling the awfulness, the sin that has come in this world, the degradation, the powers of darkness that's so terrible, so destructive, and you feel it, and don't let it take you down, because you have my spirit upon thee. For I'm allowing thee to feel these things, but still I am with thee. For I say, judgment is coming. But I say, before this happens, there's going to be many that are going to go in a precarious ways. They're going to follow the things of men. And the things of men follow the things of darkness. And the darkness of hell has power. And he has power to disturb. He has power to bring forth sickness, darkness, troubles. I say, much sickness is going to come on this land. Much power, much pain, much powers of destruction is coming. I say, my people, wake up. Wake up. Call to me. I say, my spirit is the only defense you have, and my spirit is power. My spirit, you have to come and let my power take over. My power is from heaven. And I say, the only way that you can get this is pray in that heavenly language. The glory of God is the powers of darkness is so powerful that you have to use my force and my spirit. My spirit is here to help you, to strengthen you, to uphold you, to a nation. It's right now is in a time of making decisions. And I say the whole world in the same attitude. This world is in a place of just about going out on a wrong direction. And I say the only life that there is in the Lord Jesus Christ, the power from heaven. And the power from heaven has to be sought for. The power from heaven has to be looked to. The power from heaven has to be decided in their heart that they don't want nothing else but the Spirit of God. And I say, my people, come alive. Come alive, and I will rescue you. I will help thee. But I say it's going to be troublesome times. Perilous times are here. Look up. Be encouraged yourself. O man, O woman, be encouraged, for I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee, that thou would be victorious this last hour, even though thou dost not even feel it, even though thou feelest it so hard. But I say, at that day, remember, I am with thee, and I will shorten that day. I will shorten the steps of the evilness upon this land, because I see my people cannot stand out forever without having a rescue from heaven. And I will rescue my people. I will bring them back to heaven, and I'll bring them into that place, because I say the Son has that day coming very shortly when he's going to call those to that great time, that day of, or that great celebration that's been made ready. And you need to remember, I, the Lord thy God, have chosen thee that thou would walk upright in this last hour, even though thou feels the darkness, thou feels the stain of the wicked, thou feels the hardness that's before thee. But I say, I have chosen thee thou might endure, and I have done all to stand in this last days, for I have chosen thee to be a warrior, the Lord thy God, and thou will walk in victory, thou will walk by my power. And I say, many are being deceived, but let that not happen thee, O man. Many are being deceived. They're going in the way of the world. They're going in the way of softness. They're going a way that they have been very close to all these years. But I have chosen thee that thou would be straight, and thou would walk in wholeness, thou would walk in victory, thou would walk in my power, thou would walk in my anointing. And I say, choose you this day whom you will serve, and I shall bless thee. I shall help thee that thou might be walk in a faithfulness, thou would walk. And having done all to stand. And I say, my people, that he that turneth back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Thou to not look back to these things of the world. You got to look on to heaven. You got to keep your eyes looking to me. And I say, look not the things that are seen, but look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are the things of eternal value, and they shall keep thee from now and forevermore. Walk. Come close to me, come close to me, and I shall help thee. I will help thee in this last hour, and I'll help thee, and thou must have walked by my word. Thy word, if you said in your heart, if you have not sinned against thee, you must walk. Choose my word, because my word is power. And I say, you put my spirit with my word, it becomes that protection you need this last hour. I say that many are not going to find that protection, but I say, if thou shalt choose my spirit, and thou shalt cherish my word, thou shalt know my protection. Thou will know that greater is he that's within thee than he that's in the world. And you'll know that there no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright before me. And I will place my power upon thee, for I shall give my angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear up their hands, lest they be dashed thy foot against a stone. I say, look to me, call upon me, and I will show thee great things, said the Spirit of God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's a darkness in this world that many don't see, but that darkness is the sin. It's the things of the enemy. It's so distasteful to the Lord thy God from heaven, for I don't want my people to be partakers of this sin no longer. They must be separate themselves. They must walk close to the God in heaven. They must walk in wholeness. They must walk in living to me, seeking me, and you shall surely find me. Thou must walk in faith. The Lord thy God that has chosen thee will shall keep thee into that day. He will keep thee. Look to me, and he will go before thee. He will make his face to shine upon thee. He will give you that help that you need every step of the way, because I say these steps will, if you look at the world, it's hard, but I say, I will make those hardness easier for thee. I will guide thee. I will help thee that thou be an overcomer. And they will walk in victory and in my perfect power upon thee, saith the Spirit of God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Many of the people upon this earth, I say, are in the indoctrination of the way of this world. And this way of this world has a hard calling. It puts people down to a place that they don't even understand. They cannot even discern. But I've chosen my church that they would be wise in this last hours, that they would walk in my victory. And that's what I looked for all these years. But I say, pastors, the leaders, have taken them from my spirit. And I say, they have so pulled so hard against my spirit that truly it has done damage to my kingdom. But yet it's brought a great blemish upon the world. It's brought a great bondage upon all men. Because without my spirit, people cannot survive. They cannot come against the things of darkness. They cannot live in the things of darkness without my power. I said that things of darkness is death. Does that let you know that if you're living in darkness, surely you're going to die? But I have life for my church. I have life for my people. And it relies in the anointing. The anointing, my anointing breaks forth the powers of darkness. And it brings victory. It brings a taste and a feeling that's beyond the imagination of any person. It has a chemistry of love, a chemistry of peace, of joy. All the things that the body survives under. The body has not been made to live in the degradation of sin. And I say that's why people's lives are being shortened. But I say the total end is not in this world. It's for eternity. And people do not recognize what you do here upon now is where you're going to be forever. And I say that's why my people need to have faith in the Lord their God. They must walk in my victory, walk in my promises, that they should not fulfill the lust of the flesh, that they will have peace that pass all understanding, that my joy shall be their strength, and they shall feel my presence within them forevermore. My people need to walk, be encouraged this day, for I have chosen thee that thou might be strong in this last hour, said the Spirit of God. Up world, but you're so real, you're so faithful, and Lord, your eyes are over us, and you know where we're at, and you keep us, and you're to help us. We thank you for it, we praise you for it, we thank you for the victory this day, we thank you for that love, that anointing we feel. Without your anointing, we are nothing. And I thank you, I praise you. Your word declares, verily, verily, he believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works shall I do because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do it, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. If you love me, keep my commandments. And Father, we want to keep your commandments. And it says, I will pray the Father, and he shall send forth another comforter, whom shall the Spirit of truth, the comforter which lives within us. We thank you for the comforter. We thank you for the Spirit of God. We thank you for the, oh, hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. We thank you that you're real. That same Spirit of saying, lift up, will lift up. That's that day, and we thank you for the victory this day. We thank you for your, oh, for your glory. We thank you this day. We thank you, wonderful Jesus. We do praise you. We love you, and we thank you. Glory to God. We praise you. Lord, we love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen.